ओम ज्ञानतिम्रन्दस्यां ज्ञाननाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितञ्जेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचेतनमनुभिस्तां स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदामयं ददति स्वापदन्तिकं हरदनश्चिनन्दन्तैर्विदं यच्चे पुनः पुनः श्रीमरूपपदाम्बुजो दुलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री राम गोविंद मुकुंद शोरे श्री कृष्ण नारायण वासुदेव इत्यादि नामामृत पान मत भृंगादि पाया किल दुखहंत्रे। So this is a nice verse from the same Shivastikam that we were discussing yesterday. Mahaprabhu composed this Shivastikam. So this is one of the very nice verses in this. Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Shore Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamata. Ityadi, Adi is etc. This is Sanskrit for etc. Ityadi, all of these wonderful names. Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamata, who someone is absorbed. Panamata, he's completely absorbed in pan, drinking, relishing this namamrit, the nectar of these names. How? Bringadi paya kila. He's just like Bringa. Bringa means this bumblebee. But here he says Akila, he's the king of all the bumblebees. Bringadi paya kila du kahantre. So that Lord Shiva, who dukahantri, who takes away all of our sorrows, he's always absorbed in singing these wonderful names. Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Shore, Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamata, Bringadi Payakila Dukahantri. So he's relishing this Namamrit, just like the king of the bumblebees. Where does the king of the bumblebees go? He goes especially to the lotus flower. Because lotus flower has got a special type of nectar called makaranda. Just like we know every flower has got some nectar from which the bees make their madhu, their honey. But that nectar of the lotus flower, that is very special, so that is called makaranda. It is so sweet. That the bumblebee, he goes there, he cannot leave that makaranda. Even it becomes evening time. It's evening time, we know this lotus, he's friend of the sun. When sun is there, every lotus blooms with big smile. Very happy. As soon as Chandra comes, as soon as moon comes, they close up their face. So evening time, his petals are beginning to close. Even that bee, he sees these petals are closing. But that nectar is so sweet, he doesn't care. He stays there, that lotus flower closes on top of him, and in morning time when it opens, he's lying there, dead. He doesn't need, that nectar is so sweet, he doesn't even care for his own life like that. So we're just lamenting when that day will come when we'll be able to relish the nectar of the holy name, even more than our own life. Now it is just the rent. We do 16 rounds, they'll let us stay another day in the temple. 16 rounds finished, all right, now they'll let me stay another day. It's our rent. But when will we relish more sweet than life itself? He doesn't care, this bumblebee, he doesn't care. So Lord Shiva, he's like that, always drinking this nectar of the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, his another name is Mrityunjay. Mrityunjaya means he has conquered over death. He doesn't care for death. Because he's drinking the nectar of the sweet names of Sri Krishna. So yesterday we came to Radhakund. So it got a little late. Someone was complaining. You didn't discuss about Jiva Goswami, because we saw Jiva Goswami's bhajan kutir is there. So Jiva Goswami, we know he was the youngest of all the Goswamis. He was nephew of Rupa and Sanatan. His father's name was Upama, but somehow when they were traveling on the bank of the Ganges, or maybe not on the bank, they were traveling maybe on the way back to Puri somewhere, because the expression is there, he went to the bank of the Ganga. This is a Bengali expression that means when you go to the bank of Ganga, that's the last journey. Of course, in Vrindavan we go to the bank of Jamuna. So it's confusing about Iratnakar whether they were traveling on the bank of Ganga or somewhere in the forest he left his body, and they put it that way that he went to the bank of Ganga. So anyway, somehow Upama, he left his body. And Jiva Goswami was orphaned. But he came to Vrindavan and stayed with Rupa and Sanatan, had many wonderful pastimes. And Prabhupada has told us that he was the greatest philosopher that the world has ever seen. Even Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj told me he was in South India somewhere. It was either Ramanuja or Madhva. And he saw that these sadhus there, aside from studying their own texts, they were studying this bhakti sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami. So he questioned them that you have got your own books where this Mayavad philosophy has been defeated by your own acharyas. So why are you also studying this Jiva Goswami's books? So they answered him. And the thing is, these Mayavadis are so slippery that they will take even the books of our own acharyas, they will take the Sanskrit. Because Sanskrit, you can put words in any order, because just by seeing the form of the word, you can understand which part it plays in the sentence. Just like in English, we have to put all the words in a certain order. In Hindi, you have to put it in a certain order. It's like in Hindi, the verb always comes at the end. That's why you always hear them, just now coming, because verb always comes at the end. In fact, that's the hardest part of learning Hindi, is that you're listening, and in your mind you're translating what somebody's saying, and everything else you understood. You understood who did it, when they did it, how they did it, where they did it, you know. But then you were busy translating all that, you didn't hear the word at the end, the verb, so you don't know what they did. But anyway, in Sanskrit, all the verbs, just by their ending, you can tell what part it plays in the sentence, so it could be anywhere in the sentence. So they said, these Mayavadis, they just take our acharya's words, they put them a different order, and they squeeze out some Mayavadi interpretation. But Jiva Goswami, he has written his books in such a way, so many, in fact, he has written 400,000 Sanskrit verses. The entire, if you take all the 18 Puranas, you'll find they're filled with 400,000 of verses. Jiva Goswami, perfectly composed Sanskrit slokas he has written within his lifetime. All of them so nicely composed. You put it forwards, you put it backwards, you put it upside down, you turn it inside out, it only comes out, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nothing else. You put it forward, you put it backwards, you turn it around, you squeeze it, you punch it, you do anything to it, turn it inside out, still it comes out, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's all. So they study the Jiva Goswami's books because it's so wonderful. Therefore, we find our Baladeva Vidyabhusan, who has written nice commentary on Satsandarbha of Jiva Goswami. So in Tapusandarbha, which is the first one, he has written one, Mangalacharan, glorifying Srila Jiva Goswami. So what does he say? He says, Yashanke panke nakutarka pasuna vivartakarte nachalup dididim. Sudam yadak bak sudaya maheshram krishnam sajivam prabhu astu no gati. Ye panke sank ye sanke panke ye sanke panke nakutarka pasuna. So he says this ye sanke punk. Of course, nowadays punk has a different meaning. But in Sanskrit, punk means mud. Just like here in Mayapur, there was so much mud. There was a big flood and afterwards so much mud. Punk. This we call punk. Just like you heard somebody, you must have some friend named Pankaj. I heard this name, Pankaj. You have one life member named Pankaj in your temple? But you heard this name, Pankaj. Pankaja means... Actually, Pankaja. Ja means just like Jamastami, born. Pankaja, who's born from the mud. That is lotus flower. This is the name of lotus flower. Pankaja, he's born out of the mud. If you see where lotuses grow, always very muddy water. And lotus comes. So he said those shining glories of Sri Krishna, they were trampled into the mud. The punk of Sankhya. Ye Sankhya Pankena Kutarka Pashuna. Pashuna means this whirlwind. And Kutark. Tark means argument. Tark means to argue. But here it says Kutark. When we say ku on the front of any word, then it makes it crooked. Just we know, like there's Jatila, and when we get to Javad, then we'll find Jatila and Kutila. So jata, just like in Kumbh Mela, we saw so many sadhus with their jata. Jata, you know, this all this hair all twirled and twisted and twirled and twisted, and they put tree sap and so many twisted all up like that, twisted. So that is, she's, her brain is like that, jatila, completely twisted. Kutila, also twisted, ku. Just like we know in Bhagavatam, it says sumedasa, yajantihi sumedasa. Su is another prefix, but it means very nice. Sumedas, who's got good brain, not kumedas, who's got crooked brain. Kumedas, su and ku. So kutark, just useless argument. It is just like pashuna, dust storm. Pashuna means just dust storm. Just like now, this season, in fact, I thought yesterday, I saw so many clouds came. And sometime in the evening, there was sort of blackish on the horizon. Some mist was there. But we'll see. I've never seen Mayapur festival go without big dust storm comes. This is a season. As the season changes, then suddenly big wind comes and so much dust is blowing here and there in your eyes, between your teeth. You know, everywhere it gets. So pashuna, this dust storm. Of Kutark, useless argument. It's just like Krishna's shining glories were trampled into the mud of Sankhya. They were lost in the whirlwind, dust storm of useless argument. Ye Sankhya Panke na Kutarka Pashana Bibharta Garte na cha Lupti Diditim. Lupti means became invisible. They were lost. Where? In the deep, dark hole of Bibhartavad, Mayavad philosophy. These shining glories of Sri Krishna, they were trampled in the mud of Sankhya, they were lost in the dust storm of useless argument, and they fell deep into the dark hole of Mayavad philosophy. But Sudam, by his nectarine, and Shudam, Shudam means pure, Suda is nectar and Shuda is pure, pure Vakya. Sudam yadak bhak sudaya maheshwaram krishnam sajivam prabhu mast. That great Lord, Sri Krishna, his shining glories were lost, but by his pure nectarine words, Srila Jiva Goswami has rescued those shining glories of Sri Krishna from all of these three nasty places. He's rescued. That Maheshwaram, that great Lord Sri Krishna. Sudam Yadakbak Sudaya Maheshwaram Krishnam Sajivam Prabhu Astu Nogati Sajivam. That Jiva is my Prabhu and Astanogati, and the Gati, the goal of my life. Like this. This is very beautiful Mangalacharan by Baladev Vidyabhushan. Yashankya panke na kutarka pashuna vivarta gardena cha lupti diditim sudam vyadak bak sudaya maheshwaram krishnam sajivam prabhu astu nogati. In fact, in his satsandarbhas, he has answered every single question that could possibly be asked about our Vaishnava philosophy. It's a complete answer. He has made a huge storehouse of philosophy for us. We haven't got to go begging to any other sampradaya to please answer our question. We can't find an answer. No? He has given us huge bandar, huge storehouse of philosophy, Srila Jiva Goswami. So we offer our humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So as we were saying, Radhakund is the two eyes of Govardhan Hill. Because now we have come to Govardhan. And Govardhan, he has got immense power for purifying the conditioned souls. In fact, there's three things in Braj that are very, very powerful. One is the Raj that we were discussing yesterday about this Raj, this dust of Braj. And second thing is Jamuna. Like we were seeing Jai Radha Madhav yesterday, so Jamuna Tira, Jamuna. She has also got very, very powerful. And third thing is Giriraj, Govardhan Hill. He's very powerful to purify our hearts. In fact, the gopis have declared that Govardhan is the best of Krishna's devotees. In Venugita, the song of the flute, the gopis have declared it to the world that Govardhan is the best of all of Krishna's devotees. In fact, this verse was the Prikama mantra that was chanted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he did his Prikama of Govardhan Hill. Because after discovering Radhakund, then he began to do his Prikama of Govardhan Hill. And while he was going, he was chanting this mantra. This you can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and if you look in whichever chapter of Bhagavatam is Venugit, you will find this verse there. It's a very sweet verse. It should be learned because this is Mahaprabhu's Govardhan Prikama Mantra. Antaya Madhiravala Haridasa Varja Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasa Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayoryat Paniyasuya Vasa Kandara Kandamulai. So everyone should try to learn, Everyone repeat. Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridas Abaryo Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasham Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayoryat Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kandamula. So you try. Antaya Madhirabala Haridasa Barjo. Antaya Madhirabala Haridasa Barjo. Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasa Pramoda. Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasa Pramoda. Manam Tanoti Sahagoganayostayoryat. Manam Tanoti Sahagoganayostayoryat. Paniya suya vasa kandara kandamulai. Paniya suya vasa kandara kandamulai. So gopis are talking amongst themselves. So they say, hantayam. Hantayam means, oh. This is Sanskrit. Hanta. Hanta means, oh. So they're saying, oh. Hantayam adri. Adri means mountain. So we have many names for mountains. Adri, and sometimes Achal, sometimes Pahar. So many names for mountain are there. So one name is Adri. So Hantayam Adri, this particular hill they're talking about, Hantayam Adri Abala. So now gopis are talking amongst themselves. So we know the word bal, just like Balaram, means strong. So legend has it that women are the weaker sex. So therefore girls, they're all talking amongst themselves, young girls. So they're exclaiming amongst themselves, Abala, oh girls. They say Abala, they don't say Bala, they say Abala. Abala means girls, weaker sex. Hantayam Adri Abala Haridasa Barsha. Oh girls, this hill, Giriraj, Haridasa Barja. Haridas means servant of the Lord. But they didn't say Haridas, they said Haridas, because there's many Haridases. Yudhisthira Maharaj, also known as Haridas, Haridas also, but when this fellow who's Krishna's, why my mind has gone blank, who's Krishna's most close minister in Dwarka? Uddhav, he's also known as Haridas. But here it says Haridasa Bharya. The most best devotee of Krishna. There's many, maybe many Haridasas. Just like that, like we were seeing Prahlad Maharaj, he's also known as Haridas. But Hantayam Adri Abala Haridas Abarja, the most best devotee of Hari is this hill Govardhan. Why? Here it says, Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasam Pramoda. So Rama Krishna, Ram means Balaram. Sometimes we hear this Rama Krishna, we think of some rascal. But anyway, Rama Krishna actually refers to Krishna and Balaram. Yam Rama Krishna Charana, you know Charana, Charana means? Feet. Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparsham. You know Sparsha, Where did we hear this in Bhagavad Gita? Matra Sparsha. Matra Sparsha. Sparsh means to touch or contact. There in that verse is translated as contact. But Sparsha means to touch. Matra Sparshas. So, Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparsha. Because Krishna and Balaram are always running all over the top of Govardhan Hill. So Sparsha, he's getting the Charan Sparsh, the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Therefore, Pramod. Pramoda. You have some friend named Pramod. You've heard this name before? This is also a very common name in India, Pramod. Pramod means very, very joyful. Because Krishna and Balaram are always running, he's always getting that Charan Sparsh. Touch of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Therefore, he's Pramoda. He's very, very joyful. In fact, he's so joyful then we may think, oh, Krishna and Balaram, we have seen Govardhan Hill, it is all hard stones. But those stones become just as soft as cotton swabs. And the rough edges become as smooth as flower petals when Krishna and Balaram touch. In fact, one marvelous thing can be seen on Govardhan Hill. Those stones that are touched by the lotus foot of Sri Krishna, they become blackish or bluish. And those stones that are touched by the lotus feet of Balaram, they become whitish or crystal colored. And those stones that are touched by the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, they become just like the color of molten gold. Very wonderful manifestation of Govardhan's ecstasy. So, Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasa Pramoda. Now, here's the real reason why he's the best devotee. Because not only serving the Lord, he's serving the devotees. If we want to become the best devotee of Krishna, then we have to serve the Vaishnavas. It's like we know, Nectar Devotion, one verse is there, that Krishna says, that person who says he's my devotee, I don't know who he is. But that person who says he's a devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. So if we want to become, then we have to follow example of Giriraj. Because he's always doing service. Here it says, not that he's service, but here it says, manam. Just like we know this word, manam. Where did we hear this word? Amana mana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Trinadapi sunichina tororapi sishna. Amanina, we don't want any man, any respect or service. Mana dena, but we want to give respect. Mana dena, we want to give respect to others. So he's always serving manam tanoti sahago to the cows, because cows are Krishna's favorite devotees. Ganayos, the cowherd boys, they're the go-gun. Tayor, when this word in Sanskrit always means two. Those two, Tayor. Those two, Krishna and Balaram. So they're serving not only Lord, but Lord's devotees. Manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayor yat. How they're serving? Pani yasu yavasa kandara kandamulai. How he's serving? First of all, he's giving pani. We know pani. This is the first word you learn when you go to come to India. You may not learn any Hindi, but you'll learn very quickly this one. Pani, pani, pani. Where's water? So Govardhan Hill, nowadays we can't see, but there's so many beautiful waterfalls and lakes on Govardhan, filled with crystal clear water. Just to quench the thirst of Krishna and Balaram, the cows and the cowherd boys. And actually the gopis, they're very, very envious of these lakes and streams on Govardhan Hill, because they get to embrace Krishna right in front of everyone's eyes. Gopis always longing to embrace Krishna. But Krishna jumps into these lakes and streams of Govardhan Hill. They're just embracing him on all sides, right in front. Everyone's watching. Gopis are so envious. Everyone's watching. And Krishna's completely embraced from head to toe by these lakes and streams on Govardhan Hill. Paniya Suyavasa. Suyavasa means grass. Two types of grass. One is this Durva grass. If you take Nisringa Kavacha's deity worship course, then you'll find out that when you do puja, then you need some Durva grass. Whenever you do puja, you need Durva grass. And second is, he's providing Durva grass for doing puja, and then he's also providing very nice fresh, tender grass for Krishna's cows. And that grass is so wonderful, it has got four characteristics. One is Suganda. We've mentioned Gandha before. Gandha means fragrance. It has got very sweet fragrance. And we already heard about this Su. This is a nice prefix. Sugandha. It has very nice fragrance. And Su Komala. Komal is a very sweet word in Sanskrit. Komal means, just like we know Kamal. Kamal means lotus flower. But Komal, just you hear this word, it almost sounds like Komal. Komal means very soft or tender. It's like I've got one god sister, her daughter's name is Komala Kumari. She's very sweet, this name of Radharani. She's very soft. Komal. So Sukomala, they're very, very tender grasses. Sugandha, Sukomala, and Supusti Bardana. They're not only very soft, not only very wonderful fragrance and very delicious, because most of the time those things that are very delicious and very sweet and very soft, they're all bad for your health. If you eat too many sweets, then you get fat. And of course, sugar also makes so many problems like that. So everything that's nice and sweet is always very, somehow tends to be very bad for the health. But Pusti Bardana, these grasses are giving nice, Pusti means nourishment. They're very nourishing. They're sweet and tender and giving nice nourishment. The cows become very fat and they give lots of milk, which brings us to the fourth quality, is dugdha sampaka. Because we heard the word dud. Dud is Hindi, but in Sanskrit it's dugdha. Dugdha. So dugdha means milk. It becomes very, very wonderful. They make very, very wonderful milk that is drunk by all the residents of Braj. In fact, it used to be that the residents of Braj, they never sold their milk. That Krishna forbade them to sell their milk. Now, you cannot find any place like that. Even there was one place in the very, very edge of Braj, very beautiful place called Badrinath in Braj. Very simple. If you go there, it's the most wonderful place. There's hardly any so-called civilization there. Very simple place, very simple villages there. And there was used to be one very nice devotee who lived there, Gopidas. He was very big, tall sadhu, and very, very premy. He was very, very warm and affectionate sadhu. Whenever we came, he used to get all the villagers to come, and he would get all the ladies of the village to come and show our Western girls how to do gopi dancing, you know. They would do all this gopi dancing, and he would sing all these Brijbasi songs. So he told me in that village, while he was alive, nobody ever sold milk. They used it for themselves and exchanged it amongst themselves, you know, but they never sold it outside. But unfortunately, last time we went there, 2 years ago, right after we left, then Gopidas left his body. So now it's been a couple of years. Now they told me that even in that village now they're beginning, the big government truck comes and they sell all their milk. And with that money, instead of getting nice milk, now they get nice radios and transistors and all nice things that will destroy their lives. Milk will make you very healthy and transistors will destroy your life. So, dudha sampaka, this is also one of the four qualities of these grasses. In fact, Govardhan Hill used to be so tall that when the sun god was crossing the sky, when he would get at his zenith, that Govardhan Hill was so tall, his horses used to eat the tips of that grass as they would pass over. He was so tall, they would just, as they would go by, they would eat the tips of the grass on Govardhan Hill. Like that. He was so tall at that time. So paniya suyavasa kandara. Kandara means cave. Huh? Just like Rupa Goswami, he's written one beautiful verse that's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj has kept it there in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Huh? What is that verse? But how does it start? Anarpitam charim chara karuna avatirna kalo samarpayatum ujata unata ujala rasam sabakti sriyam hari purata sundara hari what is that?
Sundara duchi
kudarikam. No, it's kadamba. Hari purata sundara kadamba sudipita sada ridya kandare spuratu vasati nandana. So he says, anarpitam, just like we know arpan. If you learn this, if you go to Nrisinga Kavacha's class, you learn arpan, how to do bog arpan, how to offer. Huh? And so this is anarp, anarpitam. It was never chiram, chiram, chirat. Anarpitam, charim, chirat. Chirat means very old. For a long time, it was never given. Anarpitam, charim, chirat, karuna, avatirna, kalo. But this karuna avatar has appeared. This thing that was anarpitam, it was not given for a very, very long time. One karuna avatar, very compassionate avatar has appeared. Huh? Anarpitam charim charat karuna avatirna kalo. In this Kali Yuga he's appeared. Samarpayitum. Now he's giving. Before it was anarpat. Anarpitam. It was anarpat. It was not given. Now samarpitam. He's giving freely to everyone. Samarpitam unata ujala rasam sabakti sriyam. Very nice thing, ras. Unata ujala rasam. Ras, we always say ras, but actual Sanskrit is ras. It is a short A, ras. And ras means very, very tasty thing. Ras lila is another thing, and ras is another thing. Unata ujala, this very, very sweet ras he was giving. Unata ujala is very advanced. Unata means developed, advanced. This sweet madhurya ras, this braja bhakti he was giving. Swabhakti sriyam, the glory of his own. He's giving, it is his own prema bhakti. He impersonally is giving. Samarpaitam unata ujala hari purata sundara kadamba samdipita. Kadamba means, in Sanskrit, it means group. So if you have purata means gold. So we know gold is very, very attractive. But here it says kadamba, that there's a huge, Mahaprabhu was, his arms upstretched up, it was like 7 feet tall, so he was like a huge mountain of gold. So just a little bit of gold, we see people were ready to kill each other. So how attractive, this little tiny bit of gold, people are crazy. We can't imagine this beautiful form of Mahaprabhu dancing with his arms outstretched. Beautiful golden form, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How attractive. Huh? Shining with the radiance of a huge quantity of gold. Haripurata sundara juti kadamba samdipita. With a luster, juti means luster. Sada. Sada means always. Ridya kandare, in that cave. Kandara means cave, in the cave of your heart. Sada ridya kandare spuratu ba sachinandana. May that sachinandan, that beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya, who's the son of Mother Sachi, sada, always remain within the core. We say, in English we say core, but in Sanskrit it says kandara, the cave of the heart. So kandara means cave. So in Govardhan, nowadays we don't see them because he's sunk, but so many wonderful caves are there. Now this is why we were discussing how the other day about Radhakund, and it said in Vrindavan the best place is Govardhan, because Govardhan, he's supplying so many wonderful facilities for Krishna's pastimes. For all the cowherd boys, if it's too hot, they can go inside the caves and lie down in the cool darkness of the caves. Or if it's too cold, they can hide from those chilly breezes by going into the warm caves of Govardhan. If it's raining in the rainy season, they can go and become inside the dry caves on the side of Govardhan. And of course, those wonderful pastimes that Radha and Krishna enjoy. This is why Govardhan is the best devotee. Because he's arranging for the most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Those pastimes we can't even begin to speak about. We have no qualification. But the most intimate Madhurya, that's why Giriraj is so dear. Because he's embracing Radha and Krishna in their most sweetest pastimes. He embraces and hides them from the vision of everyone else. But he's observing all these wonderful pastimes. Therefore, he's the best devotee. Huh? So Kanda means caves, and Kanda Mulai. Kanda Mulai means fruits and roots. Huh? As we also saw about roots. Huh? We saw some play about roots. Huh? But this is talking about mula, just like you know, and if you go in the market, you see this big white radish, huh? That is called muli, huh? Because that is a root. It grows in the ground. You pull it out, it's a root. So it's called muli. So mula means roots. Kanda mula, fruits and roots. So the cowherd boys, if you go to Braj, even today, you'll see the Brijabasi children, they're always hungry. 24 hours a day, you can feed them, they will never stop eating. Huh? No matter how much Mahaprasad you brought and you thought you were going to satisfy them, they'll just take and take and take and take. So these cowherd boys, although their mothers have prepared so many wonderful things, still they always want something to eat, and Govardhan is supplying Kandamulai, so many roots and fruits for all the cowherd boys. Hmm? In fact, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, we're talking about the Pani, first one was Pani. He said, not only Govardhan is supplying Pani, but also amras. Am means mango. So if you squeeze the mangoes, you get juice. It's called ras. Amras. And dripping from the trees, there's another type of ras that is called madhu, honey. And yesterday we were talking about these pilu fruits. On Govardhan, there's so many pilu fruits. And you can squeeze them and make another type of ras, pilu ras. So Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this paniya not only refers to water, but to mango juice and pilu juice and honey. Like that. So this way, Govardhan, he's serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Therefore, Haridasa Bhart, he's become known as the best devotee. He's so dear to Krishna that he's actually non-different from Krishna himself. Hmm? Sometimes Govardhan is so dear to Krishna that he's actually non-different from Krishna. Therefore, we take stones from Govardhan Hill. At least in Braj, everywhere you go, you'll see. Huh? But you shouldn't take by your own hand. Huh? Never go to Govardhan and take a stone. Hmm? You'll get a big disaster. I remember one time, I think it was my God brother Dhruva Maharaj, who wrote this nice book, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Hmm? They went on motorcycle to Govardhan Hill. They picked up a Shila on the way back. Their motorcycle got big crash. So they immediately ran back and put that Shila back on Govardhan Hill. And where did I go? We went to Mauritius this summer. We're talking about Krishna Balaram. So installed Krishna Balaram temple. So one young girl was there, some bhaktin, and she came to me one day with the envelope. He said, Prabhu, please take these stones back to Govardhan Hill. Yeah, she was about to, she didn't know, she just went there, she heard something about Govardhan, she picked them up. He says, I can't sleep. As soon as I shut my eyes, I just see that place on Govardhan Hill where I picked up those stones. I think he wants to go home. I can't sleep at night. You please take these stones back. So, in fact, in front of our Govardhan Palace, now Tamal Krishna and Giriraj Maharaj have developed one little place there on the side of Govardhan Hill. There's a beautiful kadamba tree that is made like a umbrella. There were some Govardhan Shilas there. So the branches have descended over those Shilas just like umbrellas. Now some of them were already there. But all the small ones you see there have been brought by devotees who took stones from Govardhan Hill and realized they shouldn't have taken them. And they bring them, and a big pile has come there. And you see big ones, and all little ones are there. like that. So unless your guru or some Vaishnava gives to you, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't think, my own personal feeling, I don't have any Shastra to support it, but that Giriraj, he likes to stay in Braj. Because everywhere you go in Braj, you'll see Govardhan Shilas. So if people always come to me, ask for Giriraj Shila. I don't give, because I don't like to see Giriraj go outside of Braj. But if you want to take him outside of Braj, you find out some devotee, he'll give them, then he'll weigh that Govardhan Shila, and you have to put that much gold in place. You want to take, then you have to give that much gold. You weigh that Shila, then you put that much gold on top of the hill. Because Giriraj, of course he's worth gold. He's worth more than gold. He's million times. Gold will just give you some temporary sense gratification. Just like we saw our friend last night. Hiranya. Hiranya also means gold. So he just became angry. By getting all that gold, he just became angry. But Giriraj will give you Krishna Prem. Like that. So he's worth millions of times more than gold. So this is the verse of Gopis, and this is the Prikama mantra of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Antaya madhira valarida savarja yam rama krishna charanam sparasam pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayostayoryat paniya suyava sakandara kanda mulai. So how did Govardhan get to Braj? And why do we see, we were talking about, he was so high that the Sangha horses used to eat, but now we see he's not so high. So there's an interesting history described about this. From the Puranas and also from Garga Samhita, that describes that many, many yugas ago, there was one rishi named Pulastra Rishi who lived in Kashi, Banaras. So, just like those who came to Kumbh Mela, you saw on the bank of Ganga and Jamuna, it is all flat. That is known as Gangatic Plain. Because these two huge rivers are coming together and they form one huge river. Sometimes it floods, so everything is very flat. It's called Gangatic Plain. Everything is flat. We saw just, all we saw was big piles of sand, sand dunes we saw. We were living in the sand. We still have some. Trying to get it out. Anyway, so one time Pulastra Rishi, he left his Kashi, and he went traveling throughout the universe, and he came to a particular dweep. I can't remember the name of that dweep, but it wasn't on, just like this is Jumbo Dweep, and then there's Salmali Dweep, and so many different dweeps. He came to another dweep, because he was very powerful, he could travel here and there. So when he got to that dweep, he saw a very beautiful mountain was there. Extremely beautiful mountain with so many beautiful trees and flowering trees and waterfalls and lakes, and peacocks were there crying, eww, eww, and so many beautiful, and the kokilas were there. I heard this morning when I woke up. You hear this sometime in the morning? Then they have another one where they just go, I can't imitate it. It's impossible. It's so sweet. So the kokilas were singing, the peacocks were crying. Actually, there's one Hindi poet, he describes that, because this kokila, you will hear him, but you will never see him. Very difficult to see, huh? You will hear him in the tree, just like sometimes in the garden. They hide inside these, there's so many bokul trees in the garden. You'll hear him, but very difficult to find him out. Huh? He's very shy. He sings very sweetly, but he's very shy. You'll never find him. If you do, you'll suddenly find that this very sweet sound is coming from a completely black bird, just like a crow. He's a little bit smaller than a crow, completely black. And so sweet songs, five different songs he sings. Yeah? One is in the when the summer season just begins, this Basant season actually starts, you know, then you'll hear them like this in the morning. They start out low and go higher and higher and higher. Then the one I was hearing this morning, of course, his favorite one is this one that just goes. Like this, he has five different songs that he sings. So, like that, and so, but he's black like a crow. And this peacock, if you see peacock, he's so beautiful, so many colors. People have tried to paint and they can never paint. Peacock is just, he's challenged to the scientist. Huh? How such a beautiful thing just happened by accident? Huh? You can challenge it. You tell me how such a thing, such beautiful feathers that glisten and they change colors and so many things, so beautiful. Huh? And his voice, So the Hindi poet is saying that God is perverse. He's made this kokila black like a crow with such a sweet voice, and he's made this sweetly colored peacock with a voice almost like a crow. Just like we're talking about the perverseness of God's creation. One time there was one fellow. He was walking along and he saw this big, tall tree, very strong tree. And inside the tree, maybe it was a cherry tree or something, so many little fruits were there, little tiny fruits. A big, strong tree and tiny little fruits. As he walked a little further, he saw there was a very weak little creeper just crawling across the ground. A big, huge watermelon was there. He said, this God has no brain. This big strong tree, and he puts tiny little fruit, and this little creeper that crawls across the ground, he puts big watermelon. He's got no brain. So he lay down underneath that tree and went to sleep. Put his head on one of the roots. He went to sleep. After some time, the kokilas came and they were pecking at the fruits, and two of them fell down on his eye. And then he woke up. And he said, oh no, God is very intelligent. What would happen if that watermelon was up there? So, anyway, he saw this beautiful hill there with so many beautiful trees and fruits and flowers and peacocks and kokilas and lakes and rivers and waterfalls. And he thought, this would be so nice if I could take this hill back to my Kashi, which is a flat place. If I could take it back there, this would be so nice to sit and do my bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Just like we relish to come here to Mayapur and Vrindavan and sit in this nice sweet place, you know. All we're hearing, just like you hear all these different birds are singing. Our class is going on, so sweet sounds, and we're just, it's all green. We go back to our temple where we are, and all we hear is beep, beep, you know, and then the motorcycle comes, you know. So he's thinking, this would be so nice place to do my bhajan, if I could take this hill. So he asked that hill, you please come with me back to Kashi. So that hill told, first you have to get permission from my father. Because at least in India, the children, they're very obedient to their parents. Isn't it? Not like in West. You know? It's like my daughter. She could tell you how many seconds it was until she was going to turn 18, you know? You know, it was 2 years, 3 months, 20 days, and, you know, 57 minutes and 30 seconds. She'll be 18. They can tell. But in India, they're very, very obedient. Even they become past 18, still they're very obedient to their parents. So he said, you'll have to get permission from my father. So his father was nearby. His name was Dronachal. Just like we're telling, Achal is another name for mountain. Because when we take you on Prikrama, then we're just going to say, chalo, 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 chalo. You know, keep going, keep going, keep going. Come on, come on. Chalo. Huh? But mountains, they don't chalo, so they're Achal. Huh? They don't chalo, so they're Achal. So his name was Dronachal, just like Himachal. Huh? They're filled, Him is snow, and they don't chalo. Himachal. Himachal Pradesh. Huh? So his name was Dronachal. So Palastamuni went there, immediately Dronachal, he folded his hands, he said, Maharaj, any service for me? He said, yes, I wanted to take your son with me back to Kashi. And Dronachal said, any other service, Maharaj? Just like when we go preaching in India, we go to some big millionaire industrialist office. As soon as we come in, he says, oh, immediately stands up, you know, oh, Maharaj, come, oh, sit down. Yeah, give this place, you want something to drink, Maharaj, you give something to drink. And he says, any service, Maharaj? And we say, yes. You just give 14,444 rupees and become life members. Any other service, Maharaj? So Dronachal, he said, any other service, Maharaj? So that Palastamuni, now these rishis, they're very interesting. Somehow they can become very, very detached from so many things. They're not attached to wealth. Huh? They're not attached to women. Hmm? They're not attached to anything. They can give up all these things. But somehow this anger is very difficult to give up. Hmm? You will always see these sages, somehow or other, they're very, very detached. But somehow they can give up so many things, women and wealth and so many things. But this anger, he's the hardest to give up. So this Palastarishi, he just became very angry. This is a big insult. He got ready to break his Brahmin thread like that and give him curse. So then Dronachal, he didn't want to get cursed from this Palastarishi. So he thought about it. Oh, all right, Maharaj. Anyway, you take my son. Please don't curse me. You take my son. But there's one condition. He said, what's that? Wherever you put him, he will never leave from that place. So Palastri, though, this is nice. If I take him back and put him in my kashi, he will never leave from there. He'll really become Achal. So that's good. All right. No problem. Then you please take my son. So he went there, he told that hill the conditions, so then he became just as light as a feather. And that Palastarishi lifted him up in the air, and he was very powerful sage, he began to fly through the airways. Huh? And he was just flying and flying across the Bhumandal. Gradually he reached to Brajmandal, because he was flying all night long. So early in the morning, he approached Brajmandal. So it was early morning, and he was just seeing so beautiful. Huh? Huh? This Braj is so beautiful. Just like I remember one time we were on Braj Prikrama. And we were in Nandagram and it rained. And there's a road that goes to... what is that place? Where Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is there? What is the name of that kund? Terkadamb. Yes, Terkadamb. So, that road is a dirt road, and it rained all night, so I knew, and it's a very low road also, it's not high up, it's down. So you know what happens where, when it rains, all the water goes to the low place. So it becomes all muddy. So I knew the Brajmandaprakrama, they were going to go around on the highway around to Javat and skip Tirkadamb. So I sort of loitered behind. And then when no one was looking, at least I thought no one was looking, I slipped off to the, I went down the dirt road. But two people, one was Hunkara, one was some Bhakta, I can't remember his name. They both saw me sneak off, they knew what I was up to. But they didn't know what I was up to, they knew it must be something nectarine, so they followed along behind. So we were up to our calves in mud, you know, and it's all muddy water, you can't see the stickers underneath the mud. So naturally they didn't want to take everybody by that path, so we went down that path. And it was early morning. And we got there to this beautiful place, Tirkadamb. And there's a beautiful kund there, Ter Kund. And all around the kund, there's these little kadamba trees growing. And up in the kadamba trees, there was this little vine, we call it Baramas. Baramas means, mas means month. And bara means 12. Because 12 months out of the year, he gives these little trumpet-shaped flowers that are sort of purplish, light purple. What would you call it? Very nice color. But 12 months out of the year, they give flowers. So it's called Baramas, because he gives Baramas. All 12 months he gives. So these little creepers were crawling from one kadamba tree to the next. And it was being, the water, because it was early in the morning, there's no breeze, the water was completely like a mirror, completely crystal clear and completely flat. And this beautiful scene was these beautiful little lavender. Lavender is a practically better word for these flowers. And the kadamba trees and green and the lavender was all being reflected into the kund. And because it rained, there was little drops still on everything. Everything was glistening with little drops, like little pearls were here and there. It was such an incredible scene. And we walked down to that kund and we saw this scene and that bhakta was there and he said, "Gosh, this looks like the spiritual world." And I said, "Bhakta Bill, where did you think we were?" So Braj is just so, sometimes you can see so beautiful things in Braj. So like that, he was passing over this Braj Mandal, he began to slow down, admiring the beauty of this place. So as he slowed down, now Giriraj, he also knew this is Braj. He didn't want to go any further than this. And you know what happens early, as soon as, you know, early morning comes, then immediately certain bodily functions begin to manifest. You know? So Giriraj, he also didn't want to go any further. He became a little heavy at that time, give a little more pressure to the bodily urgings. So then, Pulastamuni, he set Giriraj down. He did all of his necessities. Jamuna that time was flowing nearby. He took his bath in Jamuna, said his prayers, chanted his Gayatri, and then he went back and he tried to lift Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan Hill wouldn't move. He said, "Are, what is this?" He said, "My father told me, wherever you put me down, I can't move from that place." "Are, I just had to go and answer the call of nature just for a few minutes. I said to you." He said, "Anyway, my father said, and we know the Indian children, they're very obedient to their parents. Huh?" So my father said, "All right, I don't care, you stay here, but you will sink one with the one sesame seed." Everybody says mustard seed, but I saw this translation, till is mustard, not mustard seed, till is sesame seed, because he's very flat. Mustard seed is round, but sesame seed is very easy. This is just a pastime of the Lord. What time is it getting to be? 1 o'clock only, all right. Everybody's hiding their watches from me today, so usually somebody's sitting here, I can see it. So we shouldn't think that he's subject to anybody's curse. But actually, previously he was huge because he originally came from the Golok. It was a whole pastime how Govardhan came from the Golok, from Jamuna came and Ganga came, they all came from the Golok. and came down here. So, because he came from Golok Dham, that is unlimited. He was unlimitedly huge. So it was too big for Braj pastime. So Krishna created this whole Leela just to make him the right size for his Braj Leela. Now somebody may ask, so why he continues, now Braj Leela is finished, why he's continuing to shrink? And that answer we find in Sanatana Goswami's very wonderful book, Brihad Bhagavata Mrita, which our god brother Gopi Puranadan is translating into English. This is a nectarine book. So there it describes how one time, we know that Krishna, he left and went to Mathura. He promised everybody he was coming back and he never came back. And even Balaram went there. He got so upset. And Krishna wouldn't go, so he went there. And he came back, he said, I don't understand, you're so perverse, you know, all these, everyone's just, you can't believe what's going on, everyone's just practically dying out of separation from you. He said, all the gopis, they just sit, and hardly they're breathing, they're just like painted pictures, the calves are there, they take the nipple of their mother in their mouth, but they don't drink, and the cowherd boys are just lying in the field, barely breathing, like that. And, every, you know, Mother Yasoda, she's just talking to herself, and Nanda Maharaj is talking to herself, and her eyes, they practically become blind from crying so much. Yeah? And you still won't go there. You're just, I can't believe it. You're such a rascal. I don't believe it. I mean, what to speak of inanimate things, Balaram told him. What to speak of inanimate things? Even Govardhan Hill is shrinking out of separation from you. So this little secret information we find from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he continues to sink because he's shrinking out of separation from Sri Krishna. In some places, just like at Radhakund, you won't see any hill anywhere. And it mentions clearly in Chaitanya Charitamrita that after Radhakund, Mahaprabhu came to Suman Sarovar. Now nowadays it's known as Kusum Sarovar, but Kusum or Suman, they both mean the same thing, they mean flowers. So here at Kusum Sarovar, there used to be so many flower gardens, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, Mahaprabhu came there to Kusum Suman Sarovar, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he took his bath, and then he took darshan of Govardhan Hill. And if you come to Kusum Sarovar, you can't see Govardhan Hill anywhere. We still have to walk quite a ways before we get darshan of Govardhan Hill. So even now, even in 500 years, he's completely shrunk under the ground. In fact, one of the biggest problems in Govardhan is finding sweet water. So we've got our little palace there, ISKCON Govardhan. But what to speak of sweet water, you can't, it's hard to find any water. So they called some people from Delhi who have some sort of a geological service. And they got these machines, you know, they send, you know, sound waves or laser waves or I don't know what. Anyway, they send it down and then they get the vibrations and they figure out, you know, how far down is rock and how, you know, where the land is soft and where there might be water. Anyway, so they got one of these guys there bring his machine. So in the front of the property, they put it there, zoom, they sent the signal down. And he came and he said it goes down about 30 feet, and there's stone, solid stone. So he moved back a little further. He sent his signal down. He says it goes down about 120 feet, and there's solid stone. And he went to the back of the property, and it went down about 300 feet, and there was only stone. So what a slope. There's just, we can see, Govardhan is shrunk underneath, he's sunk underneath the ground, like that. And the front, he was 30 feet, and the back, he's 300 feet. Just, shoom, like that. And they never found water. They have to bring water there in a big tanker. So, he's still shrinking. Or sinking. So anyway, so Mahaprabhu came there to this Suman Sarovar, which nowadays is known as Kusum Sarovar. So Kusum, as we said, means flower. So there used to be so many beautiful flower gardens in this place. And at that time, as we said before, Radhakund is the Madhyakalin Yogapit, the midday Yogapit. So on the way to Radhakund, the gopis used to stop there at that garden and pick flowers for stringing garlands to meet Nanda Nandan at Radhakund. Sometimes Nanda Nandan used to come there and disturb them. And they would say, "Can't you see there's a sign that says, ladies only?" Just like in Kumbh Mela, we had our big camp, and all of a sudden you came back, and there was a big sign there, ladies only. All those tents were for the ladies. So ladies only. So like that, on the garden it says, ladies only. And then Nanda said, "No, this is my garden, so I can come here." And they just abused him in so many ways. He said, "Anyway, I've come here to capture you all because you're thieves." Then they became even more angry. Now he's coming in their garden, which says only ladies allowed. He's coming inside. Now he's bothering them. Now he's calling them thieves. They said, what is your proof that we are thieves?" So then Nandanandan said, "Just see the beauty of your hair has been stolen from the monsoon clouds of Braj. The beauty of your eyes is stolen from the pink lotus flowers of Braj. The beauty of your teeth has been stolen from the pearls of Braj." Like this, the beauty of your fingernails has been stolen from the beautiful moon of Braj. In this way, he just goes on and on and on, showing how Radharani has plundered the beauty of his entire Braj. And she's a big thief and has to be arrested. Another time in this Kusum Sarovar, Radharani was there picking flowers. She had a little basket and she was picking flowers and picking flowers, sometimes from the trees. Then she saw there was one flower, but just a little bit out of reach. And she jumped, ching! All her bangles and her ankle bells went ching when she jumped, ching! Ching! All her bracelets are jingling, her ankle bells are tinkling. Ching! She couldn't reach. So Shyam Sundar, he was watching all this from the bushes. So when she turned around, she gave up. It was too high. She jumped so many times. Ching! Ching! So she began to pick other flowers. And when she turned her back, then Shyam Sundar, he climbed up in the tree. And he put his foot on that branch. And bent it down like that. So then Radharani was picking flowers and picking, and she looked up again and she saw, oh, it has become a little lower. But still, it wasn't quite in reach. She was trying to get. So she grabbed the end of the branch within reach. She grabbed the tip of that branch and she went to pick that flower, and Nanda Nanda took his foot off the branch. And the branch went flying and she went screaming up into the air. And then Nanda Nanda immediately slipped down the tree and appeared on the scene, a gallant young lad to save this young damsel in distress. So like that, so many millions of pastimes are taking place in this Kusum Sarovar. Another interesting pastime is there, because just nearby, on the other side, opposite side, and a little ways ahead, is Narada Kund and Narada Van. There's one time Narada Muni, he was glorifying Lord Krishna. He came to Braj and he was glorifying Lord Krishna with so many beautiful prayers. Because Narada Muni, he's always singing, you know, and glorifying. Narada Muni Bhajai Bina. Radhika Ramana Nami. He's always glorifying Krishna. So Lord was very pleased by his beautiful songs. He said, "Hey Nard, why don't you stay here in Braj and do your bhajan and write some books here?" And Nard Muni said, "My Lord, I'm cursed. I cannot go anywhere. I cannot stay anywhere for more than a few minutes." Lord said, "Are Nard, that is in this material world. This Brajadam is not part of the material world. That we told you first day. This is not part of the material world. That curse has no effect here in this Brajadam." So Nard Muni made his little ashram there. He wrote this Narada Bhakti Sutra, which BBT is now is translated and published, and Narada Pancharatra, and so many wonderful bhakti literatures he's written in that place. In fact, the Mahant, who's in charge of that ashram, his name is also Dinabandhu. But he's in Nimbarka Sampradaya, so his name is Dinabandhu Sharan. Just like we all have Das, huh? In Nimbarka Sampradaya, instead of saying Das, they put Sharan at the end of their name. Same thing, Sharan. Sarvadharma Pritaja Mamekam Sharanam. We just want to take shelter, become the servant of Krishna. So his name is Dinabandhu Sharan. So he told me that this is the place where Nard Muni brought Kayadu. Who's Kayadu? Anybody knows? Acha, we have a scholarini here. Wife of Hiranyakashipu. His name was Kayadu. So he's telling this is the place where Nard Muni brought Kayadu and instructed her in the science of devotion. And Prahlad Maharaj, he was in the womb. He heard all of these instructions. So I don't have any praman, I don't have any proof about it. But obviously it makes sense, because where else, if Nard Muni can't stay anywhere, where else could he have an ashram except in Braj? So anyway, on the strength of Dinabandhu Sharan, this is a place where Nard Muni also instructed Prahlad Maharaj within the womb. So one time, Nard Muni, he was staying there, and Brindadevi came. And he was lamenting. Because now, just like I said the other day, now Vasant has started. So in the Sharad, in the autumn season, as you see in the Vaishnava calendar, and during the first full moon, when Kartik starts, that is called Sharadiya Rasayatra. Because that Sharad season, that's when Ras Lila takes place in the town of Vrindavan. That's why that town, although it's actually, the forest is Vrindavan, that particular place has become famous as Vrindavan, that little town has become famous as Vrindavan, because that is where the Ras Lila takes place. But the Ras Lila in the autumn season. Because in the spring season, Basant, just like you see in calendar also talks about Basant Ras, So this Basant Ras, Basant Ras, that takes place on the side of Govardhan Hill, springtime. Autumn season is in Vrindavan, and spring season is on the side of Govardhan Hill. So Nard Muni was lamenting to Brindadevi that this Ras Leela is going on every evening, but I cannot see it, because no male person is allowed to enter this Ras arena. No male person can enter. So then Brindadevi, she took Narad to Kusum Sarovar, and she dipped him in one corner of Kusum Sarovar, and he came out as a gopi. His name became Naradi. It's like I've got one god sister in Atlanta named Naradi, who's has made some nice CDs. Jivan Chi Singh's are Brindadevastak, Naradi. So he became gopi known as Naradi. So then he was able to go on the side of Govardhan Hill, and Brindadevi posted him there to guard one of the gates, and he was able to observe the rasa dance. So then when he returned, then Brindadevi, she took Narada to another corner of Kusum Sarovar, and she dipped him in the water, and he again came back to Narada. So this is another interesting pastime. Then nearby Kusum Sarovar, there's a little temple on the corner, the little temple of Uddhav. You'll see Uddhav sitting there reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And you come there, he's, the little temple's there, and Uddhav's sitting there reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So what happened was, according to some particular Purana, that this, because it must have been in some another particular yuga, because we've heard that all of Krishna's wives were kidnapped. But anyway, in this particular Purana, it says that some of those wives actually came to Hastinapur. And they were all lamenting and lamenting and lamenting, and crying from separation from Krishna. One morning they went to the Jamuna to take their bath, and they saw the Jamuna was flowing very sweetly and merrily along like that. She was just flowing very sweetly and merrily along. And we know that Kalindi was one of the wives of Lord Krishna. So the queens, they began to, they expressed their surprise that, why are you so happy? We were all lamenting and you're just flowing here so happily. And she said, I have got special kripa of Srimati Radharani, that I never feel any separation from Krishna. Acha, and how can we get this special mercy? He said, you have to go to Kusumban, say Govardhanam, Kusumbanam. You go to the Govardhan Hill, there's a Kusumban, there's a little forest there. And Uddhav is staying there. Uddhav is staying there in the shape of grass and little creepers. As we know, Uddhav, he got shocked when he came to Braj and saw the devotion of the gopis. Because we are just struggling like anything, just somehow or other to try to remember Krishna. Except when we're in Mayapur or Vrindavan. Somehow in Vrindavan, it's very easy to, in Mayapur, always very easy to remember Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. As hard as it is in the West to remember Krishna in Vrindavan, is that hard to forget? You just walk, there's a kirtan going on this side, somebody's singing Gopal Sahasranam on this side, this place Krishna had some pastime, that place another pastime, this is Radha Madan Mohan temple, there's Radha Govinda temple, there's this temple, everywhere, everything just, you know, somebody coming by with peacock feather in his head, everything simply to remind you of Krishna. You can't. But in the West, that hard is to forget Krishna in Vrindavan, it's that hard to remember. We're just struggling and struggling, chanting our 16 rounds, going to the morning program, doing all these things, just trying to fix our mind on Krishna. And what did Uddhav see? We're just struggling and struggling like anything. And what did Uddhav see when he got there to Braj? These gopis, he watched while Radharani was talking with this black bumblebee, and she said, get out of here, we don't want to hear about this guy. So he's spending his time very happily without us. Why can't we spend our time without thinking about him or talking about him? She was trying to forget, and she couldn't forget. We're just struggling, you know. Every day we chant so, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We're just trying to remember Krishna, trying to chant around. We're struggling. And gopis, they're trying to forget this rasa. And they can't forget. Even they want to forget, they can't forget. So Uddhava, he was shocked. Then he realized that he was not a devotee. And he begged that he just become a little grass or creeper, that sometime when gopis are mad and ecstatic love, some dust, because he can't take. He's Uddhava. He's a big minister in Dwarka. If he goes to touch gopis' feet, they'll become very upset. They'll get away, get away, get away. They'll become very upset. But somehow he wanted to get that dust, so he became little grass that when they walk by, but not on the straight path, not on the main road. Because when gopis are mad and ecstatic love, they'll run on the hither and thither and hither and thither path. They will never run by the main road. They don't know where they're running. They're just running. So he became grass and creeper on the hither and thither path, that sometime gopis' dust will come. So Kalindi told them that you go there to that Kusumban, and you do Nam Sankirtan, and Uddhava, who's living there, he will appear. And when he appears, then you request him to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you will get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So, they went to Maharaj Prickett. They told you, please take us there. This and this happened, this is the thing. So then Maharaj Prickett made a big procession, all big chariots and things, and they all came to Govardhan. They found this Kusumban, and they all began to perform Nam Sankirtan, and Mili Uddhav appeared, personified. As soon as Uddhav appeared, he looked, he saw all the queens were there, and he saw Maharaj Prickett. And he said, all these queens can stay, you have to go. He said, wait a minute. He said, no. Now this age of Kali is about to begin, and there's some service for you to do. You have to go and stop, chastise this Kali. He said, but this is unfair. I want to hear also. He said, don't worry. What I will do for these girls, for these ladies, in 30 days, you will get in 7 days. Don't worry. You will get the same mercy in 7 days. I'm going to speak here for 1 month, but you will get the same mercy in 7 days. So you go do your service. This is not your time. You have no adhikar to hear right now. You go and take care of this Kali, then you will get to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of Sukadeva. What I'll do here for 30 days, Sukadeva will do it in 7 days for you. So the Maharaj pricked it. He had to go. Then Uddhava, he sat there, you'll see this beautiful little deity there with his little Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke 30 days, he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam and all the confidential pastimes of Braj to the queens. And they achieved the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and within their hearts they were seeing Krishna 24 hours a day. They felt no more separation from Krishna. So there's little Uddhava. In fact, on the other side there's Uddhava Kund, also commemorating the same place, because the hill is very narrow there, so both sides is connected to this place. So, what time is it? 1:20. Alright. So we'll stop here at Kusum Sarovar and Narada Kund. Any questions are there? Yes?
We understand that Govardhan is the greatest devotee, but we also understand we worship Govardhan as Krishna.
Yes, that's what I said. He's so dear that it's transcendental. He's also Krishna. He's so dear to Krishna that Krishna considers him non-different from himself. And he's worshipable by us. So he's simultaneously both devotee. But he prefers to be thought of as devotee. But he's worshipped as Krishna himself.
What is the meaning of Tanuti? Tanuti. Manam Tanuti Sahago Kanayas Tanuya.
I can't remember right now. But if you look in Srimad Bhagavatam, the word for word is there. A tan usually means body, so it must mean by his body he's serving, but I'm just speculation.
Okay.
my paltry knowledge of Sanskrit. It's in Benu Geet. It's also in Chaitanya Charitamrit, where Mahaprabhu is visiting Vrindavan. That's easy to find. Is, well, either one. It's about maybe the 10th verse in whatever chapter that is, that Benu Geet is there. I can't remember the chapter number even. I mean the chapter of Bhagavatam, but it's the 10th verse.
And you mentioned that in autumn the rasa dance takes place where?
In Vrindavan town.
In Damodar, Radha Damodar.
In that whole area, everything within that, when we do Prakrama of Vrindavan, everything inside there is where Rasalila is taking place. People have the idea that it only takes place in Sevakund. But Sevakund is where they rested, and Krishna was doing seva of Radharani's lotus feet.